Pope Benedict XVI today sent a telegram to President Barack Obama on the occasion of his inauguration as 44th President of the United States. In the telegram, the Pope expressed his good wishes and assured the President of his prayers for wisdom and strength in the exercise of his high responsibilities. The Pope also expressed his hopes that under President Obama's leadership, the American people continue to find in their impressive religious and political heritage the spiritual values and ethical principles needed to cooperate in the building of a truly just and free society, marked by respect for the dignity, equality, and rights of each of its members, especially the poor, the outcast, and those who have no voice. The Pope concluded the telegram by invoking his blessings of joy and peace on the President and his family, and the whole nation. The president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal Francis George of Chicago, has pledged in a letter to Obama that U.S. bishops will work with the incoming administration to advance the common good and defend the life and dignity of all, especially the vulnerable and poor. Cardinal George restated the church's long-held opposition to efforts to expand abortion or to fund abortion with tax dollars. While a legislator, President Obama had a pro-abortion voting record. Still, in the last election, a majority of Catholics in the country voted for him. Richard Garnett, professor of law at Notre Dame in Indiana, spoke to us about why Catholics voted for Obama.
Catholics voted for Senator Obama in the same percentage as the population as a whole. So there's no change. There is research that suggests that among Catholics who are weekly mass goers, sort of the more serious Catholics, that they voted less for Senator Obama, that that John McCain won among those voters. Nonetheless, it does seem clear that American Catholics as a whole, like Americans as a whole, were thinking more about economic questions or just perhaps their frustration with the war in Iraq, and they seemed willing to put on the back burner questions of abortion or embryonic stem cell research and so on. And Senator Obama fairly deftly was able to talk in ways that resonated with a lot of religious believers in the United States, I think. He was more comfortable talking about his own faith than probably John McCain was. And he tended not to play up his abortion views while on the stump. So I think the bishops are going to see more from them on these kinds of questions because they're likely to be on the front burner of politics in the years to come.